Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Strap yourselves in, my friends. It is Tuesday, the 26th day of April, 2011. We're going to be live here for at least the next 3 hours. Many days we go into overdrive, as we did for 30 minutes yesterday with Wayne Madsen in studio. He's here visiting with us yesterday and today. He'll be joining us again on a host of issues coming up, co-hosting with me in the third hour today. Documentary filmmaker and author Bill Still, who has been all over Europe, Iceland, exposing the banker looting that's going on, who back in the mid-1990s released and is now re-released and expanded The Money Masters, How Banks Create the World's Money. I see in the near future a crisis approaching that unnerves me and causes me to tremble for the safety of my country. Corporations have been enthroned, and an era of corruption will follow, and the money power of the country will endeavor to prolong its reign by working upon the prejudices of the people until the wealth is aggregated in a few hands and the republic destroyed. Abraham Lincoln. So the maker of The Money Masters, last year he put out The Secret of Oz that deals with the problems and the solutions, all available, by the way, at Infowars.com if you want to support the makers of the film and also this operation. And then he's got a new book out, No More National Debt. Bill Still calls it the world's first interactive book. And it's got URLs and also scan barcodes where you can scan it and then it pops up on your computer, the documents and videos that back up the entire book. Kind of like my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, has a full online bibliography with documents, video links, and news articles for every minute of the film. Everything we source is at whatistheendgame.com. So the new book, now available, just released today. We have it in stock, discounted out of the gates. No More National Debt, Bill Still, world's first interactive book of this type. And the Holzberg Review Florida wrote, excellent, I like the fact that you write like a normal person and not as though you're trying to impress anyone with your knowledge. This is very easy to understand. And so we're going to be going over this book today, because knowing the globalists and their activities is one thing, but understanding solutions to it is another. So we'll be debating different solutions to basically put out for the general public, who is now awakening to the private Federal Reserve banking cartel. The author of our financial and, of course, political enslavement, and it's illegitimate. It's oppressive, it's authoritative, it's authoritarian, it's illegitimate, and if we simply stand up and point that out politically, there's no way, no matter how slick their propaganda and brainwashing, that they're going to succeed. When people understand that their gas prices are going up predominantly because of Federal Reserve monetizing the debt, and that's now becoming mainstream news, when people understand that presidents and members of the House and Senate come and go, federal judges come and go, but that 1913 putsch, that junta, that banking cartel that sits above our nation, it stays. And it is the author of this debt black hole. So we're going to be breaking all of that down today with Bill Still coming up in T-minus 56 minutes from now. I'm just going to start my engines for when we come back in the official start of the full transmission on the other side of this quick break and attempt to get into all this news. It is particularly wild and particularly revealing, and we're going to be going over all of it A to Z on the other side. We have a lot of other very informative guests that are going to be joining us this week. Webster Griffin Tarpley is also coming down here to be interviewed for a film I'm working on. You know, I've been working on films for 2 years now, and I really haven't released one. I mean, I released Burmese's film that I produced, and I worked some on Police State 4, but that was a lot of the most of the directing and work on that, and what came out was due to Dew and Douglas, who did a great job. But I really had three or four different films I've been working on, but I am ramming through one right now.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Tuesday, the 26th day of April, 2011. And reading the newspapers, listening to talk radio, watching the news this morning, the news channels, it is as if the mainstream media is basically more and more acting and behaving like the Alex Jones radio show and InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And by that, I mean only to a certain point. They are admitting that the government has a 9% approval rating. It was 11. New numbers came out yesterday. The Congress now has a 9% approval rating. No one believes anything the government says. The government could say that the sky was blue and no one would believe it. The system is in a crisis, and it's suddenly being admitted that our economy is being imploded, and that the Federal Reserve is private, and that, yes, the government is spying on you without warrants, and the government and the major corporations' response is to lie. Steve Jobs is in the news, the head of Apple, saying it's preposterous that they don't spy on anybody and that they're not tracking your location or where you go or what you do. Now, it's in the Telecommunications Act of 96 that by October 1st, 2001, all phones in the United States that are cell phones are triangulated via cell towers and are tracked, and that there is a data trail on your phones that gives them a history of your location. Almost all cars made in the last decade also have a smart box that tracks how fast you were going, what you were doing for a long period of time, so that when you have a wreck, they have a record of it. Everything is having these piggyback systems put in. But here's Steve Jobs. Apple doesn't track anyone. And that's out of Yahoo News. Now, the issue here is the system is losing all credibility across the political spectrum, and that's why they're moving to try to censor and discredit and shut down the alternative media. That's why they're moving to go ahead and devalue the dollar now, so to impoverish us to such a great level that politically all we can do is basically focus on trying to feed ourselves hand to mouth. The system is using debt bondage as a tool of control. But let me just go over a smattering of the news that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. There's a new amazing USA Today poll. And remember, this is being done of pretty much mainline dumbed down people. They do these mainline polls from pools of people, Democrats, Republicans, people they've polled before, people who they know how they're going to respond. The number's actually much higher. Now, notice that for 3 years, a year before he even got in office, when we had Webster Tarpley and Phil Berg and Wayne Madsen, who were on questioning Obama's birth certificate, even before Jerome Corsi was. And I'm not poo-pooing his book that's number one on the bestseller list right now, or has been number one off and on. The point is, basically, from what I hear is going to be in it, that's the same thing these guys researched years ago. Just Corsi has now gone around and proven, and that this is new, that they've covered up in Indonesia, in the U.S., in Kenya, his records. They've been destroyed. So where there's smoke, there's fire. Evidence of the obstruction of the evidence. Evidence of the absconding. A clear who benefits, who gains from destroying the evidence. Key bono. They're acting very suspiciously. It's like if a cop pulls you over for speeding and he's looking around the car and they're like, nothing's going on. Don't look back there. You know, the cop starts to look and it becomes probable cause because of the erratic way they're behaving. This is classic criminology. They are scared. But the big issue here is for 3 years they've said you're a kook, you're a lunatic, you're a nut. No one believes that he wasn't born in Hawaii. No one takes this seriously. This is fringe kooks, less than 1%, as Karl Rove even said a few months ago on Fox News, trying to defend the Republican and Democrat establishment. Don't go there. Glenn Beck saying, don't go there. Don't go there. Because the truth is the establishment knows his providence is in question. They know he gave up his citizenship in Indonesia. That disqualifies him from being natural born. Once you've given up your citizenship to Indonesia, you can't come back here and ever run for president. They know. And so they tried this wall of ridicule, this wall of laughing. Shock poll, USA Today, Drudge Report's got it up. Only 38% say Obama definitely born in U.S. So you've got 62%, and that's in a establishment poll. Let me tell you something. I talk to Democrats. I talk to Republicans. I monitor the news. Everyone I know, libertarians, liberals, conservatives, anarchists, no one believes Obama was born in this country that I talked to. It's probably, just like you got 9% approval rating for Congress, it's more like probably 9%, if I had to dead reckon, believe this. Because he said he wouldn't hire lobbyists, hired more lobbyists than anybody in history. He said he'd stop the torture, intensified it. He'd stop the secret arrest, intensified it. He'd end the wars, expanded them. He wouldn't hire any Wall Street people. He wouldn't take Wall Street money. He wouldn't have signing statements. He wouldn't have secret meetings. He would open up the FOIA request. He's made them more secret than anybody. I have never seen anything like it because the globalists are in high gear. He's their puppet. He's their front man. He got four times the money that John McCain got. Not that McCain was good. They saw that the smart, better looking, more intelligent, on average Obama than burnout McCain, crazy McCain, would be able to sell their agenda and put the left to sleep. the left, you know, would stop complaining about torture, secret arrest, police state, the Patriot Act. The left was out buying guns under Bush because they finally learned how to fear the government. They finally got some common sense. It was sleepy time for the first year. Well, sleepy time's over. We're 2 years into this now, 3 years into the exposés of Barack Hussein Obama, and 38% say that he was definitely born in the USA. 62%. We're talking only a point away, 1.3 points away. We're talking only, well, when it hits 63% and change, two-thirds will not believe he was born in this country because they don't believe anything. I mean, if Obama came out and said that he had white teeth, no one would believe it. If Pelosi came out and said she had brown hair, no one would believe it. If they came out and said the grass is green and tulips are red and dandelions are yellow and daffodils are yellow and blue bonnets are blue, we don't believe a stinking word that comes out of your mouth. Let me tell you something. 3.5 years ago, when the Liberty Movement, 9/11 groups, actually 5 years ago, started having tea parties, throwing the 9/11 Commission report in the water, started in Boston. Then Liberty Movements in Austin had marches to get Ron Paul to run, and then when he announced, the first major Ron Paul Tea Party was in Austin. It's on record. Some media is accurate and calls him the grandfather of the Tea Party. They put a meme out on Fox, and Limbaugh does, saying the Tea Party was founded 2 years ago. It just had its birthday 2 weeks ago. It was founded by Sean Hannity. Yes, yes, no, no. 3 years ago, they were demonizing the Tea Party and putting out press releases saying conservatives don't hang out with these Ron Paul libertarians. They're dangerous. They're anti-military because they want to cut defense spending and cut foreign aid. The Republicans attacked the Tea Party until 2 years ago when they couldn't beat them, they joined them. Rick Perry was booed at four consecutive speeches. I played the YouTube videos here. Senator Cornyn was booed. It all started in Texas. Then Republicans were booed in other states, and they panicked because it wasn't just Republicans and libertarians going to Democratic town halls and shouting them down. Republicans were, and so suddenly Rick Perry said, I kill coyotes outside my house in the middle of Austin. I carry a gun. I wear a cowboy hat. I want to secede. I don't like the New World Order. This is a guy who hangs out at Bilderberg Group and would demonize patriots a year before that. And some of the Tea Parties went, what? And they had the Tea Party Express come through, run by Dick Armey, and big Fox News ads and the talk show hosts. Get out there. And boy, if you showed up with a Ron Paul shirt, these old ladies, we got video, would hit you with their signs. Get, commie. Get. We founded it. Get on out of here. Get. There ain't no dollar problem. There ain't no New World Order. You get your behind end out of here right now, boy. We like the Patriot Act. We like torture. We like the Federal Reserve. We like the CFR. But then that didn't work, so suddenly Beck and all of them started going, there is a new world order. George Soros, world government, it's run by some mid-level nobody, Van Jones. Oh, my gosh, they're going to get us. The Federal Reserve is evil. See, they have to get more hardcore to keep any credibility. Ladies and gentlemen, when MSNBC airs, and I was seeing these numbers, at the by-the-numbers Nielsen ratings site. In fact, I meant to cover this. Guys, will you pull me the Nielsen ratings on an average week for MSNBC? The point is, I heard a talk show was talking about it, and I went and looked it up over the weekend, and there indeed it was there. I mean, I knew their average show had about 150,000 viewers on MSNBC. Their top shows, every once in a while with a big guest, maybe a million primetime, but generally about 500,000. I mean, a big talk show in a major city of 6-7 million people will have that during drive time. Okay, you can look at the Arbitron numbers on that. So they are legends in their own mind. But I didn't know that when they air a vacuum cleaner or a Chuck Norris home gym ad, they get more viewers in prime time than they get with Rachel, Mr. Maddow, and the rest of them. So the point is, they're paper tigers. They're hush. No one believes them. No one buys into them. So, of course, Fox has an average of 2 million viewers talking a little bit about the New World Order. I mean, they went all the way. They have 20 million viewers. I mean, this show has over 3 million a day now, folks. But see, we're not legends in our own mind. We don't put on the airs.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Imagine being free of debt in just 12 weeks without payment plans or negotiating or hiring an attorney. 18 years ago, we cracked the code of debt collections and set tens of thousands of people free of their debts. It's called Zero Debt Guaranteed, and it works for all debts.
My wages were being garnished, so I used the program and the attorney dropped the case and he returned my money within 2 weeks.
With Zero Debt Guaranteed, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Call our help desk for lightning fast assistance. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. Call Zero Debt Guaranteed now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program, 800-477-9256, or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda and the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
My name is Megan, and this is my LifeLock story.
Imagine opening your door and coming face-to-face with your identity thief.
Identity thieves use my identity to buy cell phones and computers online. They shipped the stolen phones to my home, where they actually staked out my house waiting for the delivery.
Fortunately, Megan had advanced warning from LifeLock, and a potential tragedy was averted.
I believed LifeLock would protect me from identity theft, but when thieves showed up at my home, LifeLock just may have saved more than money. LifeLock's services are amazing. They do what they say they'll do, and it's worth it.
LifeLock is on a mission to help stop identity theft, but they can't protect you if you're not a member. The call takes just minutes, plus you'll get 60 days of LifeLock risk-free. If you're not delighted, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment, and you won't pay a cent. Restrictions apply. See LifeLock.com for details. Call 1-800-560-0031. 1-800-560-0031. 1-800-560-0031.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
This always happens.
Many a soldier shed his life for
I get into the show, I look at one news article, and then I run off in a 30-minute, 40-minute, hour-long rant. I can't do that today. I've got to cover all this news. It's too important. But the power of the establishment is dissipating. It's draining out like a fat hog that you haul up by its legs. When you slaughter it, you slit its throat. They're bleeding out. and the last drops of credibility are dripping from their neck right now. They are dead on arrival. They know it. So they're moving with authoritarian control. But that hoax is in the process of collapsing as well, because we the people in every town and city across this country are gaining ground, gaining confidence, gaining momentum. But when you pull up the numbers that an anti-gun, anti-family, George Soros, General Electric, crime syndicate supporting outfit like MSNBC can't even get a couple hundred thousand viewers, and ads for vacuum cleaners that they air get more viewers, people would rather watch an infomercial for a smoothie machine or for a food dehydrator or for a Chuck Norris weightlifting set than they would these people. They are jokes. Yes, they've got slick sets. Yes, they're in $10 million studios. Yes, psych warfare people are loading their teleprompters for them, but no one wants to watch it. And Fox is beginning to lose its viewers as well. Oh, it still has more viewers than all other cable news combined, but only because they'll at least pose as patriots. Well, how long can they stand up against a show like this one? How long can Sean Hannity compete against the internet, where people don't have to mince words? Well, the answer is the system is a cornered rat and is very, very dangerous right now. And so just because we've got them down does not mean they don't have a lot of aces up their sleeves, a lot of tricks that they're ready to pull on us. So they are cornered rats. They are dangerous right now. But think about the credibility issue. I want to get all of my writers in the next few weeks to write articles from their perspectives, chronicling and pulling up the old articles that we wrote over the last 16 years, where we broke down exactly what Glass-Steagall would do in articles for Infowars.com 11 years ago. We broke down how they would sell derivatives, how they would destroy the economy, how they would then cut all the other social services as the fix when it won't fix anything if you don't get rid of the private Federal Reserve. It's like you got a cut on your hand. Yeah, you need to put a Band-Aid on it. It is a problem. But your other arm is cut off with blood spraying out of it. Do you handle the cut on your hand or the arm that's cut off? You know which issue you need to deal with first. And so I start thinking about how we broke down basically everything. We have such a high and rising credibility that the system is floundering. And the more they come out and tell you that he was born in Hawaii, the more they tell you they've shown you his birth certificate, which they haven't. They've shown a printout that's a receipt of birth certificate. The more they push this, the more investigators go to Indonesia, and the more they go to Kenya, and the more they go to Hawaii. And the governor, remember, when he was governor-elect, Governor Abercrombie, going back 4 or 5 months ago, he said, as soon as I get in office in the next few weeks, I'm going to go get the birth certificate and release it. And he went and looked for it and told the Honolulu Advertiser, he said, there isn't one. I can't find it. Ladies and gentlemen, I sent off to the Bureau of Vital Statistics 14 years ago for my birth certificate. You know why? You've all seen the video of me being arrested for refusing to thumb scan, and I brought 7 forms of ID, my old license, my insurance, my birth certificate, a health club card. I mean, I brought it all just to illustrate that they wanted my biometric scan. They arrested me, and then I put my birth certificate in my jacket, and then I ended up putting it in my back pocket, and then I washed my laundry and washed it. And so I later needed my original birth certificate when I was getting a passport, and I sent off to the Bureau of Vital Statistics, and I got one in the mail, a photocopy of the old blueprint with my hallmarks, my feet marks on it, my little ink feet. In fact, I ought to dig that out. I've got it at home and bring it in. They will not release it, okay? Now, as people dig deeper, they learn about the CIA connections. They learn about the Indonesian citizenship. Okay? This guy is a giant Government manufactured, New World Order, drone.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Here are some of the headlines up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com today. Dollar tumbles to all-time low versus Swiss franc. Geithner defends strong dollar policy, says that the dollar's strong and that they want to make it strong when their policy does the opposite on record. Kind of like the head of Apple saying, we're not spying on you, when it's admitted they are. Fed approaches crossroads as growth slows. Wealthy leaving Vegas mansions as foreclosure pain spreads. Coffee prices hit 34-year high. Cash-strapped California considers soda tax. Obama's broken promise, I'll help jobless blacks. Their joblessness is record levels. Still, they love him, though. It's identity politics. Sneak peek at the 2012 election. We're going to be breaking all of that down. And then I've got all these other interesting articles here in front of me. Here's Sky Television. That's Rupert Murdoch's Fox News in England and Europe. And I can't mention this without pulling up Fox News or AP. Anwar al-Awlaki, number two in al-Qaeda. AP says he's now the number one actual operational commander. Born in New Mexico, trained in New York, admittedly government protected. hiding out continually at the Pentagon at high-level meetings with the Secretary of the Army. Oh, look, Sky News today. This is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be definitely getting Steve Watson and Paul Watson to do some reports on this. Because remember Rashid Aswat? He was the head of the 7-7 bombings. And it turned out he was MI6 and was allowed to fly in and out of the country and protected. And when one group of police didn't know that he was government, they had to be advised to leave him alone. Oh, always running. Well, there's another Al-Qaeda commander. Headline, Al-Qaeda bomber worked for UK intelligence. Excuse me, I was thinking of a Lockheed working for U.S. intelligence. Al-Qaeda bomber worked for UK intelligence. I'm going to be getting to that. And remember, the underwear bomber worked for a Lockheed, according to the Pentagon. And on Christmas Day a year and a half ago, he was gotten on the plane by a sharp-dressed man without a passport or anything. And when the State Department got pressured about it, they admitted an unnamed U.S. intelligence agency told us to get him on the plane. That's a pretty good trick there in Amsterdam. Got to bypass the naked body scanners that were already in. Got to get on the plane. And then his little firecracker went off, so all of us get to have the government stick their hands down our pants. Oh, and insider groups get billions of dollars of taxpayer money. Al-Qaeda assassin accused of bombing Christian churches in a luxury hotel in Pakistan was working for British intelligence at the same time, according to leaked files. And it goes on to report that the British government's not denying these leaked files are real. The files were handed to The Guardian and The Telegraph. Also indicate that 35 terrorists held at Guantanamo Bay may have been released by extremist preachers and radicalized by extremist preachers in the UK. Well, yeah, they're British intelligence on record, just like every other major event. Now, this guy's got a long name, but the claim about Adil Haid al-Jazari bin Hamalini is made in secret reports on detainees at the U.S. military Guantanamo Bay prison camp obtained by the whistleblowing website WikiLeaks. The Algerian who was captured in Pakistan in 03 was described by interrogators as a facilitator, courier, kidnapper, and assassin for Al-Qaeda, and he just so happened to be government intelligence. Now, if you want me to describe this in a way if you're a new listener, I will use a pop culture example. How many of you have seen Revenge of the Sith? Episode 3 of the cheesy prequels. And quite frankly, 4, 5, and 6 are cheesy too, but when you're a little kid watching them, it kind of imprints on your brain and isn't seen as cheesy. But the point is, it's archetypal. How did a little-known senator from a backwater planet become the supreme dictator of the Galactic Empire, of the Galactic Republic, that he turned into an empire? Well, first he hired a group to do a blockade of his planet. Then he could complain that the Senate didn't do enough and project himself into a key position in the Senate. Then when terrorists attack the homeworld, he becomes chancellor by demanding that more be done and being a hawk. And by episode 3, you learn that he financed the terrorist, he financed the Trade Federation, and he double-crosses them as well, and then he destroys the Republic and wipes out the old guardians of the Republic. Now, you can simplify that. Hitler gets into power in early 33. He firebombs the Reichstag, declares civil emergency, didn't call it martial law. Then he attacks Poland, claiming Poland had attacked them by attacking his own military base. World War II starts. You know the rest of the story. In Gleiwitz, is completely declassified that the German military attacked their own base, dressed up some prison inmates as German and Polish troops, shot them, shot newsreel footage of it, and said the Poles, whose army was on horseback, had attacked them. That's like saying Haiti is going to attack the United States. You know, Haiti just blew up a Marine Corps base in Florida. I mean, no one would believe it. But that's what happened. Though the Poles did put up more of a fight than the French did with their ancient military. I mean, they had a pre-World War I style military. up against the most modern military in the world had seen at that time. Very simple how this happens. You know, Hitler didn't just set up martial law overnight. He had to stage terror attacks and do some other things. He used the Depression to also get into power. And he was given Western financing. And he didn't start World War II without staging a crisis. It's now been partially declassified that the 1898 blowing up of the battleship, the Maine, in Havana Harbor was staged. Everybody happened to be off the boat at the time on a special leave when something blew up in the boiler. And then it was blamed on the Spanish government. Remember the Maine, so the United States started its imperial march, taking over Cuba and then the Philippines. And it just so happened to have their fleets ready to sneak attack Spanish fleets at anchor at different ports. The U.S. just so happened to have its fleets all waiting off the coast with attack orders to hit the Spanish fleets at anchor at what was left of their empire in the Pacific. Sure. Believe that, I got a bridge I'll sell you. And then, of course, it's declassified. Gulf of Tonkin was used to get us into Vietnam. 4,000-plus U.S. advisors, 4,300 and change, had died from 1960 to 1964 before they staged the attack on the destroyers and then launched the war that killed 58,000 Americans, over a million Vietnamese. And you were a conspiracy theorist from 64 until 2004. In the media, in the 40-year anniversary, they declassified the LBJ tapes. The CIA admitted, NSA released the transcripts, totally staged, premeditatedly, nothing attacked the ships. And then they had the Gulf of Tonkin resolution 3 days later, and off to the races. So see, this doesn't just happen with Darth Sidious in the imaginary world of Star Wars a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Okay? It happens here in the real world. Am I saying there aren't Muslim extremists in Saudi Arabia and other places that if they see you with a Bible, they will beat you to death? No, that goes on. Are Christians persecuted in other areas? Yes. And every area where Christians are persecuted is an ally of the globalists. The globalists have always hated Christians because they want to replace it with their collectivist, materialistic eugenics religion. They want to tear down any existing order. So while they're trying to tear down Islam, they're also trying to tear down Christianity because they want, and they're going to use both of them against each other. What did Albert Pike write in Morals and Dogma in 1877 and in subsequent letters, one of them held in the British Naval Archives, that they would have three world wars, one to take down Germany and to destroy Europe, a second one to bring in a League of Nations, is what he called it, and then they later got the UN. This is before the League of Nations was set up, 30, 40 years before. And then a final clash between the Muslims and the Christians. And when they're done with us, they bring in their collectivist world religion after tens of millions die in this next global clash of civilizations. And then you read all the globalist documents, the Club of Rome, the UN, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the PNAC documents. They talk about this clash of civilizations. And so they create al-Qaeda and have them attack the Russians, the Serbs. They have them overthrow Arab governments that are secular that the globalists don't like. Destabilization is the name of the game. Now, shifting gears, I'm going to skip this network break coming up because this is so important. And stations should not air their ads over this. Just a note, if folks miss it, the full video is up on Infowars.com right now, and we'll put that on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv listeners right now. The article, Secrets of the Royal Wedding Revealed. And some people will ask me, Alex, why are you covering this? Well, why not cover Michael Jackson? Why not cover Lindsay Lohan? Well, you're missing the forest for the trees here, okay? You're missing the boat. By using this hype and this ridiculous sycophantic worship of these hereditary dictators, by coming out with a headline like Secrets of the Royal Wedding Revealed, by coming out and talking about this, we'll get a lot of mainline dumbos who don't know the three branches of government, who probably don't even know who their grandma was, who don't know where their city council meets, who don't know who their governor is, people that only know the baseball scores or how to apply cosmetics to their face or how to tart themselves up, people who are sucked in to this modern brainwashing, they will now learn the rest of the story, or at least find a gateway to the rest of the story. You know, it's now come out that the royal family is having dictators from all over the world, Africa, the Middle East, you name it, hereditary dictators there at the meeting. And that's all over the headlines the last few days. London Guardian, royal wedding guest list includes friends, family, and a few dictators. And it continues, including dictators from Bahrain and others that have been machine gunning their population that dares protest. And in England, you're not allowed to protest the royal wedding anywhere. Slaves get the day off to get free cupcakes at the town squares and worship the European usurper dictators. Meanwhile, royal wedding guest list causes controversy. Yahoo News. There's a bunch of headlines dealing with this. Here's the Independent. Outrages dictators invited to royal wedding. Now, last night this video went up, and I saw the comments going, you're just saying they're Nazis because the royal family's German. No, folks, I have a lot of German blood on my mom's side, both Alsatian and German. My mom's, you know, pretty much mainly German. Okay, I have nothing against Germans, folks. Okay, I got sandy blonde hair and blue eyes. I'm not saying Germans are bad. I'm not saying the British are bad. I'm saying that the German royal family house controls the Netherlands, whose wealth is secret and may even eclipse the Queen. The Queen is German. Their name is Saxe-Coburg-Gotha. And they are usurpers of England. And King George III was a German. And King George III was our enemy that we declared independence of. And I make the point that Kim Jong-il's father put him in power in North Korea. Now he's putting his son in power. Pretty soon, why shouldn't they just wear purple flowing robes and crowns and then be worshipped by the little old ladies who have the teacups with the queen on them, these Anglophiles? And, I mean, a lot of old ladies here in Texas that I've been in houses, they got the Queen of England hanging up. They think it's cute. They're taught it's fun. They're taught it's neat. They're taught that it's a great thing. They're taught that they should love it. And they make it this big event, and oh, no one can wait. It's so great. It's so wonderful. Everybody's got to watch it. Then I see the polls out. Actually, the vast majority of Americans hate it and don't like it. The vast majority of Brits hate it and don't like it. It's only the weakest-minded people. Do you understand that in England, they get billions of pounds a year, billions and billions of dollars converted in taxpayer money? They get welfare allowances for their scores of palaces apiece for gas allotments last winter when the old people had their gas turned off in the coldest winter, the second coldest winter since the 1650s. These are disgusting people. And I also see Canadians in the comments on InfoWars, Prison Planet, and on YouTube saying, how dare you say that the Queen suspended Parliament? It's only a figurehead. I have read and had parliamentary experts on this show, and it doesn't take that. The 20-plus Commonwealths, Australia, Canada, you name it. And they do it all the time, three times in the last 3 years. Harper would have been out. When the parliament votes to remove him, he's got to leave. Three times he has activated the governor general, who speaks for the queen, to have the governor general dissolve it. He would have been gone. But the elected parliament has been vetoed by the Queen of England, and you people are in such denial that some Canadians are up there calling me a liar, but I notice other Canadians actually post in the comments the actual law and show what's happening. And you can just Google the Queen of England cancels parliament in Canada, and you'll get all the mainstream news admitting it. See, these are the little dirty secrets, the elephant in the room that people don't want discussed. So that's my issue. The Queen of England is the biggest owner in BP. She's the second biggest owner in Dutch Rochelle. The Dutch Queen is the second biggest owner in BP. These people literally own half the land in England. Ladies and gentlemen, the taxpayers shouldn't be paying for them. These are hereditary criminals so powerful that they give knighthoods. You know, there are hundreds of thousands of people in England who are given homes and money by the system. I've had it with it. It is so abhorrent towards a free society, and they dress it up in a Hollywood package, and we're supposed to love it. This is mind control. So here's my video. Help us have it go viral. We'll put it back on screen for everybody so I can give you the headline. I want to get this video, Secrets of the Royal Wedding Revealed. That's the name of the InfoWars article. The actual video is Secrets of the Royal Wedding Exposed. Help us make this go mega viral. I want this to get a million hits. I want this to get a million hits. And let's make it the number one Google search term today. Please, again, throw it back up on screen for me because I don't have it printed off, so I need to be able to read from it. Let's make this the number one search term today. Royal Wedding Exposed. Royal Wedding Exposed. And that will lead them to the YouTube video, and I'll have us add at the bottom of that Aaron Dykes article about it, keyword search, Royal Wedding Exposed, so that everybody will basically link through when this goes to number one. Let's make it number one together right now. Royal Wedding Exposed. Royal Wedding Exposed. Royal Wedding Exposed. Let's make it number one. Three words. Royal Wedding Exposed. Let's hit them. Let's hit them hard. Google. Go enter it over and over again. Royal Wedding Exposed. Here's my 8.5-minute breakdown of these monsters. Here it is.
Big news out of London, cross the wires, what, right around 6 a.m. this morning?
Finally,
that's right. Prince William and Kate Middleton are going to be married. They're getting engaged now. They're going to be married next spring or summer in London. There is a statement out of Buckingham Palace. Queen Elizabeth said she is absolutely delighted for her grandson and his bride-to-be.
The United States was founded on July 4th, 1776, in resistance to the hegemonic, despotic, tyrannical rule of King George III and the abuse against the colonies. And most of the British Parliament was against going to war with their fellow Englishmen because the king was unpopular there as well. It was known that he was a German king, his father being brought over to rule England. These people could barely speak English. Nothing against Germans, but you don't see me going over to Germany to rule them. The very essence of July 4th and 1776 is resistance to the disgusting House of Windsor. They didn't get that name until around World War I, because before that they were known as the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas. Notice that we hear their names. Prince William. You never hear his last name, do you? The slave public, many of them in England, who support these people, don't even know their last names because they don't want you knowing their last names. Three times in the last 3 years, the Parliament in Canada hasn't done what the Queen of England wants, so she suspended them, shut down the Parliament. Happened in the late 70s in Australia. This is a tyrannical group pushing eugenics, population reduction, all the carbon taxes. Prince Philip, the Queen's husband, another German royal prince, is a supporter of eugenics. His cousin, who was the prince married to the Queen of the Netherlands, unadmitted Nazi, unadmitted eugenicist. The point is, these are the most filthy, degenerate people you can imagine. She owns more than half of Canada, more than half the land in England, and then she's paid by the government for her palaces and all the rest of it. It's disgusting. And to watch U.S. television fawning, Fox, CNN, CBS, all of them, oh, it's so wonderful. No one in America can wait until next week, the way they're hyping it.
1 week until the royal wedding. This is exciting stuff. I mean, it's hard to, I mean, the energy is just palpable.
Some couples get married, they're just hoping that some bank will be nice enough to give them a mortgage.
Yeah.
These folks have a number of palaces to pick from.
NBC News is launching a free royal wedding app for the iPad.
This is truly a love story that captures everybody's attention.
This goes back to Edward Bernays 100 years ago saying, look, to make politicians and royalty popular, we'll have Hollywood stars come to banquets and events with them. We'll have music stars. We'll have other people go there to basically make these elites be seen as celebrities themselves. You know why America was founded? Because under the imperial royal system in Europe and England, if you weren't part of the inside group who had basically the patronage of the crown, where they gave you land, houses, jobs, you couldn't even get a license to be a carpenter, a license to be a blacksmith, a license to brew beer, unless their local lords gave you the authorization. So it wasn't just that you had to pay outrageous taxes. You had to get their permission to even have a job, to have a profession. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the essence of globalism, is big mega corporations, many of which are owned and controlled by the German royal family that runs England and, of course, the Netherlands. The whole system they've set up and they promote is about this new global corporate system worldwide that, through government power, shuts down their competition and transfers the people's wealth through taxes to the offshore cartels. These people are parasites. They're disgusting. They're filthy. And if we want to reclaim the spirit of 1776, we should realize how abhorrent monarchy is in all of its forms. And that includes the UN and the new royalty under the unelected EU bureaucratic system, where over 80% of England's laws, even though they're not part of the EU, are made by EU bureaucrats. Please, everyone, remember the spirit of 1776. I know a lot of folks in England are saying they're going to go out and protest it. First, the government said you've got the day off, slaves. You don't have to go to work on the, you know, big royal wedding coming up next week. And then the Republicans, that's a group that want to get rid of the monarchy in England, said we're going to protest in the streets. And the government said you're not allowed to protest. Meanwhile, they criticize Syria for banning protest. So anytime you see some mind-numb zombie talking about how exciting the wedding is or how they watched it, you're watching a bunch of twitly, inbred idiots that can't even dress themselves and have valets. And until just a few decades ago, they try to keep it quiet. They have people that wipe their butts for them, groom of the stool. Do you know the history of America? Do you know it started in resistance to this very usurping German family who aren't even British? Do you know that most of the English hate the royal family? Do you know they have a secret police system that basically threatens people that talk about getting rid of the monarchy? Do you know that Princess Diana on record told her butler and others that made a videotape saying Prince Charles has threatened me, he's going to kill me in a fake auto accident? These people are absolutely anathema. And the servile folks that have been raised to worship these people and all the little old ladies that think it's cute. Well, that's why we're enslaved. That's why our country's bankrupt. That's why we're going to hell in a handbasket, because you've forgotten what it is to be an American. Or perhaps you were never even taught. But now you're going to learn what it's like to be a subject, a slave. What is royalty? Royalty is Kim Jong-il in North Korea. His father took over and then gave him power, and now he's giving power to his son. Why don't they just put gold crowns on their heads and dress up with long flowing robes? Maybe then Americans would celebrate the royal wedding of Kim Jong-il's son. Oh, but they wear little military uniforms, and we know how clownish it is. But somehow we've been tricked at wearing big gold crowns and flowing robes. Is it more ridiculous and stupid? America has been great because it's not about what race you are or what family pedigree or how murderous your great-granddaddy was. It's about what you individually can do. It's about what you individually have to offer, being an inventor, a trailblazer, an explorer, someone who's brave, an artist, someone who has incredible literature in their soul. These royal, crony capitalist, non-free market systems always wage war against the individual. They always wage war against the productive. And the British royal family are at the head of pushing world population reduction. They are at the head of one-child policies. They are at the head of eugenics. They taught the Nazis everything they knew about eugenics. Do you understand this is mainline history? The King of England had to advocate at the beginning of World War II because he wanted to merge with Hitler. The British royal family come from a long line of dictators. They're oppressive. They're anti-liberty and freedom.
All right, folks, we'll be right back with the second hour live. We're talking to Bill Still. Let's Google the term royal wedding exposed. Let's do it together.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.